Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
All right, Dracarys bitches, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I have a little Witch of WeHo special dish. I got Kristen Doty and Katie Maloney here with me right now. Say sup. Yo.
Sup, sup.
So they're sharing a microphone, which is difficult.
We're getting real close.
Yeah, we already, like, us three have, like, a lot of problems sharing. It gets hard. It gets difficult. So sharing a microphone can be a little difficult as well. Bear with us. It actually is our wine launch day. Our Witches of WeHo wine, potion number one.
Basic Witch Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, and it is the day that we released it, and you can go and find it at knockingpoint.com. And I'm sorry that this podcast episode is coming out late, but it is, and there's that. But I get to have these two little angels right in front of me joining us. Now, before we get into, like, shit that I want to talk about with them, I just want to acknowledge the fact that the Ramona Singer from Real Housewives of New York was supposed to do my podcast this week. I went and met up with her, and it just is sometimes, you know, you drink a little too much during the afternoon and shit doesn't work out as much as you would like it to. Basically, it was a little too messy and everyone just wanted to have fun. So I just carried around a bunch of podcast equipment wherever I went. And I looked like I was just, like, carrying, like, bombs or guns or something. People are probably scared of me.
Especially in the places that you were.
Yeah.
Like, all these, like, bougie little restaurants.
Do you know how embarrassing it is to, like, show up at the Peninsula Hotel, then go to the Beverly Hills Hotel, the Polo Lounge, and all of that, carrying equipment?
A diaper bag.
Pretty. Well, you know what? Maybe someone just thought I was just, like, a mom without a kid.
Yeah.
just hoping
You're just
for that.
Reaching or, and hoping.
Or yeah. That you were homeless. One of those.
That's the homeless at the Polo Lounge.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Isn't that where, like, hookers go? Like, high class hookers?
Yeah, one of them. Peninsula?
Both. I thought both the Peninsula Hotel and the Polo Lounge. I mean, I love the Polo Lounge, and obviously the Peninsula is such a nice hotel, but that's why high class hookers go there.
Yeah, right? I think both of those two and Reach Bev will.
Do you know I don't think I've ever actually been there?
I haven't either.
Can we do like a wine night there? Mm-hmm. Wait, how, like, why isn't it more famous?
I don't. Maybe it was, like, back then. I don't know.
I just feel like it would be a classic.
Because now there's, like, the Montage and the Waldorf, and there's, like, a lot of more, like, bougie hotels in the area. Competition.
We need to get hip. I still have yet to go to the Waldorf.
I have to. Yeah. I go to the Belmont every day.
So. We're so hood, honestly.
That's not even hood.
It is. It's just hood because it's our hood.
It's WeHo hood.
I don't mean, like, hood as in, like rappers where they talk about the hood. I mean,
like,
hood.
Like, stuff that's nearby.
Yeah, it's just, it's easy, it's local, it's whatevs.
Yeah. It's like Cheers. You want to go where everyone knows your name.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Belmont and Tom Tom.
Yeah, Belmont and Tom Tom for the win. But I did get some info about out of them about Andy Cohen's bridal baby shower.
Ooh. Do tell.
So because I feel like that whole thing that Lisa Rinna was doing into the microphone is like my fight song. I've watched that video so many times. I love it.
Dude, her body is banging.
Everyone, get your motherfucking ass on. I love it. It's so good. It's like, I feel like I'm inspired. Like, I want to go, like, work out afterwards.
No, I totally get that. All I could stare at was her body. And I'm like, how is this physically possible?
And her jumpsuit.
Oh, well, it looked like it was a two-piece, I think.
It was?
It looked like it. Like, it was tucked
really
in.
Really fucking hot.
Or was it actually a jumpsuit?
She could wear a garbage bag and she would look hot. Mm-hmm. She could tape a garbage bag, like, all around her body and she would look hot.
You know what? I kind of want her to grow out her hair to your length.
Maybe she just needs to wear a halo.
When your hair's that short, you can't. I mean, I know it's, like, her thing to have, like, short hair, but, like, I feel like it would soften her up a little bit.
Did she do like a more of a Bob type thing on like Watch What Happens one time or something? I remember around the time like Kyle Richards was like, I'm going to go shorter. And then this person was like, I'm going to wear extensions on Watch What Happens. And I feel like all the Beverly Hills Housewives were, except for Lisa Vanderpump, were like changing it up.
It was what we always do.
I'm going to look for a photo. I remember Lisa Rinna like rocking something different than what we've always seen.
Okay. I like the idea of her having a chic bob. You know, she could do the whole, like, she could even go longer and do the whole Victoria Beckham thing.
She could do it all.
100%. So I guess, because I asked why I wasn't invited.
It was just Housewives.
It was
right?
just Housewives.
The Housewives organized it.
Well,
right?
They individually, like, Ramona said that she did and Kyle did. Those were the two, she mentioned Kyle a bunch of times. So I'm like, okay, Ramona and Kyle did. Oh, that's good. Everyone needs to Google Lisa Rinna long bob hairstyle.
But it says, oh yeah, trades her signature bob for a long hairstyle. Oh. So just Google like extensions or something.
I love it. I think it looks great.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is. So Ramona and Kyle and I guess a few others helped do this. And it was just a Housewives thing. And everyone paid for their own flights and hotel and everything to get down there. So the people that didn't go, I think Andy Cohen might be offended because Bethany was in town, didn't go.
Oh, she was here.
She
and
was
didn't
here
go?
And didn't go.
Ouch.
Lisa didn't go, but Lisa had a thing in Vegas.
She was in Vegas, but I think Lisa, like Andy, apparently was aware.
Aware that Lisa wasn't going
to be there, and also may have understood why she wasn't going to be there. I don't know. I don't like Lisa. I didn't talk to Lisa about this, so I have no idea. I know that she was in Vegas.
Speculation.
So when I talked to Lisa about this,
no, all I know is that she because the Vanderpump thing in Vegas at Caesars is opening really soon, so I think she was there for that. But
so Bethany,
I'm sure it has something
fucked.
To do with the fact that I'm sure there was definitely something to do with the fact that she's not getting along with. Some of her cast.
Her cast. Her yeah. entire fucking
I
cast.
I wonder if she gets along with like the other like housewives of the other and you know what I mean? Like the other cities.
I wonder too. I mean,
I don't know. I read something.
I'll start doing some digging.
I saw a headline, something to do with Nene and Lisa, that Lisa told Nene not to buy Pump. I don't know if this was before Pump was a pump.
Oh.
But there was this.
Kristen's literally getting, she's has her evil face and she's getting out her phone to try and Google it. Well, okay. Shit, I had a thought that was just about before I lost it when I heard Nene's name.
Well, I think it might still be. Oh, look at Nene leaks claims Lisa Vanderpump talked her out of buying Pump restaurant. She did some real foul shit to me.
Oh.
I don't know. I haven't read this.
Heyo.
I think.
When was this? Like, how long ago? Was this like this year or last year? Go up to the top.
This was 30 minutes.
Oh, 30 minutes ago.
This was today. This is today.
Oh, today's info. Breaking fucking news, everyone.
She was on Jenny McCarthy's radio or Sirius show. She says, you know, I actually, apparently there was some, I don't know. I'm go just, read it.
Well, no, here, give it to me.
Okay, yeah. You read it.
Sorry. All right. A Real Housewives crossover feud. Nene Leakes may have recently told Andy Cohen that she wanted to go head to head with Lisa Rinna, but she actually meant Lisa Vanderpump. She says, you know, I actually said the wrong name. I meant Lisa Vanderpump. I did not mean to say Lisa Rinna. Oh, how did she fuck that up? She probably did that on purpose. You know how when like Mariah Carey went like, who's Jennifer Lopez?
I don't know her.
Yeah. That,
I don't know her.
That, I feel like that's probably what Nene did about Lisa Vanderpump and then called her Lisa Rinna on purpose. She seems like a shady McShade. I've never met her, but like, she's
sassy.
She knew what she was doing. Hard. She's not going to mess up the name of the person she wants to argue with.
Yeah, that's calculated.
Yeah, 100% calculated. So, okay. She did some real foul shit to me. Yeah, and basically you said that at the time, Greg Leakes and I were living in Los Angeles and I was working on Glee and New Normal. We ride down that West Hollywood area where all the gay bars are and I have a large gay fan base. And I kept thinking it would be so cool if I had a bar right in here somewhere. And the space was empty and kind of raggedy looking and torn down. Leaks then claimed she called Vanderpump, who already owned restaurants Villa Blanca and Sir in the same area, to get her opinion on the idea. And she said, "Oh, darling, darling, it's a piece of crap. And they're charging so much for it, darling," Leek said. She talked me off of it and then went and got it. That's so fucked up. I don't know if I believe that. Lisa had been trying to get pumped for so long.
I think Lisa had already had.
She already did. Space.
Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to take that as, I don't know.
Yeah. But Team Lisa. No matter what.
Okay. I think that the whole pump thing is not true, only because I was watching an episode of our Vanderpump Pumped Up, whatever the hell it's called, show. And it was talking about TomTom, and it said that Ken and Lisa have leased the space since 2015, right? So that's a very long time before TomTom even opened. Yeah. They must have leased the space of Pump and or tried to for so many years prior to building it up, you know?
Yeah.
But I do know, I have heard, I mean, obviously Nene's kind of just talking shit like in this article anyway, right? But I have heard that many housewives from different cities think that Lisa Vanderpump needs to be taken down a notch. And this has nothing to do with the press. This is like a someone, you know,
okay, right,
that I but heard from.
Are they jealous?
That's the thing. Winners always have people.
The most haters.
Yeah. Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? She's just winning so much that people tried to take her down, but you couldn't.
I would sense that, like, you know, the housewives, it's like there's so many of them and it's such a huge franchise, but there's got to be competition to be like the best housewife.
And Nene is the other one that is like.
Nene's like the A number one, because Atlanta's like the A number one. Nene was like the original A number one that like rose to the top to begin with. And then I feel like Lisa Vanderpump was right behind her.
I think that because they're like both like, they're like
type
cartoon
A
characters.
Personalities.
Well, they're both like this, like, what are you like? It's like, you don't, they're not like real life people. It's
I would love Nene in real life, though.
But I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just,
they're
they
like
don't
anomalies.
Seem real. Yeah, it's like, how are you like this every single day, all the time? Like, don't you ever just want to eat Taco Bell?
I know, but like with Lisa, we suspect that for a long time. And even when we've gone to her house and like hanging out, even when she's like, in her jeans hanging out, she still looks like really good. So
yeah,
I don't know, for me, like, it's if I'm
like, I never see Lisa
my
relax.
Version of that is like real scary looking.
Exactly. Like, I never see Lisa just without teased hair, without makeup, like just literally being like, I'm having a hungover day, life fucking sucks, and I'm gonna watch Married at First Sight, or I don't know, whatever.
She has an OOTD 365 days a year.
Yeah, I know. So
I have them like 36 days a year. So I will give her props on
36
that.
36 days a year.
I know why I don't, because I'm sitting here and I'm wearing jeans, but it's still an outfit, and I'm like looking at y'all's soft clothes like real jealous.
Oh, I tried to put on an outfit today, and then I looked in the mirror and I was like, I feel disgusting.
You're wearing Uggs.
Because they make me feel skinny.
Well, you know what? Okay, I also did
thing.
See something. I think, I don't know if it was... Was it Price Hilton? I don't know. One of the other sites, they were talking about how Lisa responded to something that Kyle Richards said about her not being at the baby shower. And Lisa responded to it like, oh, how sweet of her. Like, I was at my overseeing stuff in Vegas for my new place. And Lisa said something like, you know, I haven't made a career out of being a housewife, unlike some other people. Like, she threw some shade back. That was kind of epic. I was like, ooh, sick burn. Like, but no, Lisa, I mean, like, Lisa, the truth is that she does have successful businesses that she, you know, is taking.
That is a giant
shady
burn.
Motherfucking palm tree right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. I'm glad that we're not like this on our show, because like, that's so fucking cutthroat and scary as fuck. The housewives terrify me.
They terrify me. It's
whenever I see like polls being like, which Vanderpumper would be like the best next housewife? I'm like, none of us. We're pussies. None of us could handle that shit. It's way too scary. I don't know.
Lala
could, but they would hate her.
Because she lives that lifestyle
anyway. They would hate her. She's too hot. They would hate her. They would all band together. Lala's the one person that could unite Lisa Vanderpump back with everyone else to be opposite. You know what I mean? To be on the same side again.
Well, I don't know. I can't see any of us girls on Vanderpump joining the current cast. Of, not just, well, because of Lisa, that would be a weird dynamic. But just, I don't understand.
Could you imagine if I was just like going casually, if I was on Vanderpump, I mean, if I was on Housewives of Beverly Hills and I was like casually just getting lunch with Lisa as one of the scenes as an equal.
Casually going to like
Barney's.
Germany.
Oh, good. You're right. Yeah. Their group trips.
That makes me sad though, because like Jax is older than Teddy Mellencamp and Teddy and I are only 2 years apart.
You chose a life. We chose a life. Okay, this was our choice to live these lives.
I actually would never want to be a housewife ever. I wouldn't want to. I like our ratchet ass Vanderpump Rules that is just getting not as ratchet as years go by, and we grow and learn, and everyone's growing with us.
Still ratchet. We got DJ James Kennedy making it ratchet every Monday night at 9 p.m. Tune in on Bravo. I have been trying. I'm one of those people this year that has been like, okay, New Year's resolution, work out more, eat healthier, all that stuff. I don't make like a specific resolution because I always fail, but I just try and do like the whole basic bitch, like New Year, new me thing as much as I possibly can. When I found out about Daily Harvest, at first I was like, what is this? I'm not exactly sure. And then once I actually ordered it and got it delivered to my home, I was like, this is freaking brilliant. So Daily Harvest, they deliver carefully sourced, chef-crafted food that's built on fruits and vegetables. Okay, so you can choose from like blend, like ready to blend smoothies to these harvest bowls or soups or breakfast bowls. So they like show up at your home when you order them in these little bowl things, like these cups, and you're like, this doesn't make sense. How is this a food? Because you can freeze it and it lasts for freaking ever. Then once you actually follow the directions to make whatever it is that you chose, you end up getting this wonderful, nutritious, like filling meal that takes only a matter of minutes to make. I've never been one of those people that are like, oh, we'll just like have like a protein bar or something like that as like a food or something to fill me up. I've just never felt satisfied by that. But these little Daily Harvest cups, I love. I'm not really a sweets person, so I'm obsessed with the bowls because that's what feeds my soul, eating like savory food. And it literally takes 1 to 5 minutes to make. And you can just stock them up in your freezer. It's fantastic when you're single or alone, or you just need a snack for you and your family or whatever. Super, super easy, and it's a great way to have all of your fruits and vegetables in one little bowl. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter my promo code Stassi, and you get 3 cups free in your first box. That's daily-harvest.com, daily-harvest.com. Enter my promo code Stassi, and you will get 3 cups free in your first box. So there's that. I'm not going to, but I'm happy with our paths that we've chosen as well. Yeah. I don't know what I would be like as a housewife.
We are entrepreneurs now.
We could be like, we I don't chose know about a the, great path. The We're housewives of Beverly Hills, but what about the housewives of WeHo? We could play that game.
Do you know Bo wants that so badly? Bo's like real apartment husbands of WeHo. That's what Bo wants to do. I'm like, it doesn't have a ring to it, Bo. Like you can't say apartment. Real apartment desperate housewives. Husbands. He's like, what if you're
not a husband yet?
That's true. Why the next time he fucking brings that up,
you just like, you let that just
I didn't even think. I legitimately did not even think about that. I'm like, I better put a ring on it before I pitch that show. And you need to like rebrand it like with a new name, because Real Apartment Husbands of WeHo just doesn't quite.
And also, why box yourself into an apartment forever? Like literally box yourself into an apartment.
Okay, well, I always say like fucking shoot for the stars. Sometimes I feel like he's shooting for the clouds. I say this all the time.
He's shooting for the top of Runyon Canyon right now. Is what he's shooting for. I'm like, the Hollywood sign, maybe.
Yeah, like you know you can dream bigger, though. Like
at the peninsula.
100%. So there's that. I was gonna say. You know what this reminds me of? The shower, and why like if Lisa didn't show up, or if she did show up, like why I wanted to know like if she's friends with other people from other franchises. Because remember when we all, after season 1 and the whole cast went to Upfronts, at in New York. Yeah. It was like our first big cast like thing for press and all that stuff. Bravo up front. And Sheena wasn't friends with any of us, so she hung out with the Shaws of Sunset people the whole entire time.
Yes. Oh my God, I do remember that.
1,000,000,000%.
Like the whole big like car ride on the way there, we're all like everyone's yeah. talking. It's
she
like
she was just with Gigi the entire time.
But so I'm like, if Lisa Vanderpump would have gone, would she have been like with the Dallas Housewives? Like, who would she have
been
she
with
have,
Sheena?
Would she have brought Sheena?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, would Sheena have gone to, like, upfront if she didn't have anyone that she could talk to there?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that's a good point.
Of course she would.
She wouldn't miss out on that. Never. I wouldn't. I'd be like, fuck that.
I'll make friends.
When I left season three, couldn't have. If, and they would have been like, hey, you get to be invited to upfronts. So I can talk to no one? Hell no. That's like my worst nightmare. Oh my God. Like my blood is starting to run cold just thinking about that.
I would have gone. I would have brought someone.
You would have?
I okay. would have made my publicist
after you hooked up with
me,
I want
people.
I'll give her a scenario.
You asshat.
After season two just wrapped. Put yourself back in that headspace. After it's discovered you hooked up with Jax. And then we get invited to upfronts. 2 months later, I'll give you 2 months
okay.
break.
No, I wouldn't have gone unless I went through like a Heidi Pratt, like total it. Body and face makeover right beforehand.
Why? Why would that have? You look exactly the same as you did.
No, I'm saying if I would have just like gotten like a shit. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so we wouldn't have recognized you.
In disguise. You. Mm-hmm.
Girl,
you
we can
just put on some prosthetics.
Dude, we hear you stomping from a mile away. Yeah. There's
I would
no
not,
plastic
I would,
surgery.
I would not mistake those fucking hand gestures a mile away. I could not mistake that.
Seriously.
My pinky is detached. I cannot help it. It is who I am.
Kristen, have you always been a stomper / flailer?
1,000,000,000%, yes.
Honestly,
I can't help it. My limbs are long. What do you want me to do?
Kristen, like,
I
that's came why out of the womb and like was flapping on the floor like a fish.
That's why it's like it's never an insult. It's because you have like a model body. So like, stomp the
embrace
shit,
it.
Flail the shit out of everything.
Baby
like,
giraffe to the motherfucking
baby giraffe on ice skates.
Totally. But no, for real. Do you think you would have gone?
Okay,
I want just imagine the scenario.
If you do season two scenario, which is like the worst thing ever, fuck no, I wouldn't have. But that's not the position like Sheena was in. Like, would I have gone?
I think you would have gone because Tom Sandoval still would have talked to you. I'm putting myself back in. I said 2 months after it happened.
He would not have spoken to me. After season two. After season three, he wouldn't have.
No, season two.
So maybe I would have gone every year. I would have found one person.
I think you would have found one person. I don't think you would have allowed yourself to miss out on that. I think you would have been like, fuck no, I'm not going to let anyone, which is good. I'm not going to let anyone take that from me.
Yeah.
I think you would have then, you would have started would have contacting
found,
Sheena.
I would have found like a brand new show, like a pilot to be friends with.
Yeah, it was right. Wasn't that when Below Deck came out? You would have just been like, who's
Alex,
on Below Deck?
I'm like, Alex, be my friend.
Totally.
Touche.
All right. We've got this Super Bowl happening. Lots is going on. And you need a proper place to watch the game. You also need a proper place to just watch anything. Let's be honest. We got The Bachelor. We got 90 Day Fiancé. We've got Vanderpump Rules. I spend most of my time, like when I think about like in my house, on my couch. I'm not really like a bedroom girl. I'm not like, you know, as much as I have my shroom, I'm not there. No, it's not the dining room. I'm always in my living room area with my dogs or my boyfriend or my friends. That's what I love. And I want to have a chic but comfortable place to sit. And that is why you need Burrow, okay? And you need a new Burrow sofa. What I love about this website and this company is that it is so easy to customize your sofa to match what you need, not just like your colors, but your fabrics and the style and everything like that. It's made from high quality materials and handmade in America, which is really cool because football, Super Bowl coming up, or might have already happened if you're listening to this, and that's American too. Just if you're someone who is in the market for a new sofa, I highly recommend going to Burrow. Okay. So go and look on their website, and that's BURROW.com. And if you do /Stassi, STASSI, you get $75 off your order. That's a lot. I love that you can just tailor the sofa to like what your needs are and what you want. I mean, that's what we all want. We don't want to just go buy something that's like already there. We want to be able to like make it our own. So go to burrow.com/Stassi and get $75 off your order. All right. I think that's all like the Andy Cohen baby shower gossip that I got. All they said was that they just got... Ramona just said it everyone like got a bachelorette fucking hammered. Party.
Well, I mean, that was not
Kyle Richards doing the splits.
Like they were.
I know, but it at some point it kind of looked. No, I don't want to get in trouble for saying this, but like it kind of felt like when I was watching everyone's Instagram stories, a tad desperado.
Like everyone was trying to like outshine over each top, other,
like yeah, and even
outdo one another.
And like, I was like, you guys, like we can all like you.
There
you
was a clear winner, and it was Lisa Rinna.
Kyle was up there.
Kyle and Lisa, they committed to that.
Yeah.
So I and they win.
And then you just saw like some other ones trying to get up there and like try to like outshine it. It just it was like an outshining.
Basically,
situation.
It was like proving why they should still be on the next season.
Whose dick is bigger?
Yeah. The what?
If it was a dude's.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Jack saying he's the number one guy in the group. They were like all trying to be like, who's the number one girl in the group and why? Like, I need to prove that I'm the most outrageous, outlandish, sexiest, most fun so that I get another season.
Boom.
But like, I love them.
Yeah.
No shade, but shade.
Yeah. It just reminded me of our Mexico trip on Vanderpump Rules that has not.
Well, I stayed in the back for that. I had to interview about that for a while. I had Spanx on, so like really, there was no way I could contribute.
Contribute to what?
You can't contribute to sexy dancing when
some
like
people
to
just
like
sexy dance, and some people tried real hard to keep up with you and someone else.
I'm trying to remember
who else was trying to keep. There was four.
I think
40% of us are here. No, 70% of us are here. So who else was there?
Well.
All the girls were there. You just have to wait and watch Mondays at 9 p.m. on Bravo when Mexico Trip airs.
Oh, you guys, I had never been more annoyed for not wearing wearing Spanx in a situation.
Oh.
There was a lot that went down and everyone just kept being like, why aren't you dancing? Why aren't you getting up there? Why aren't you doing this? I'm like, I'm sorry. A girl, a 30-year-old in a fucking maxi dress and nude, gross-colored Spanx. Like, no one wants to see that right now. Like, so can you just stop trying to make me, like, feel bad about not being a porn star right now? Like, Jesus.
All I want to do is be a porn star.
All I want to do is be a porn star with everyone else.
You know what? When in Rome.
Well, when in Rome in the right outfit. Okay?
You shake your ass.
Not in a maxi dress and Spanx.
You grind it.
Could you imagine though, like the mental, the image of someone in a maxi dress in their Spanx, just like really trying to go at it. It was just,
if it were like Candace Swanepoel though, you would be like, okay.
No, I've been to the Victoria's Secret party after thing where like they all go like before, like this was like right when I moved here, and I watched all the Victoria's Secret models dance and I was like, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. And this is coming from someone who can't even dance well. Okay, like you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. No hot outfit or hot bod is gonna do any of this justice. You don't know how to move at all. And I barely know how to dance. So I'm saying that.
Same, but like, who cares? Dancing's fun. It doesn't matter if you look like an asshole.
Yes, of course. No, I like dancing. I'm talking about the whole, like, everyone trying to, like, outdo each other with porn star moves.
So Victoria's Secret models are just like all of the Housewives franchise.
There's a clear winner of porn star moves. Honestly, you guys are all... You, Lala, and Ariana pretty much have equal skills. I will say that.
Lala, Katie, Ariana.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, no, I meant, and I'm even leaving Sheena. Sheena's hot, but like I'm leaving her out of that one. You guys have more skills, I would say. it's not just like a I'm in the background of a music video. You guys are like been practicing in your fucking basements like since you were
I don't have a basement.
Do you know what it like growing up?
No, I honestly I don't practice. I usually abstain from dancing because I have no rhythm and two left feet and I'm white.
Okay, well when you decide to actually get down on your hands and knees and do shit.
Yeah, I know
you
that
make it happen.
It just you know what? Blame it on the
alcohol
or the tequila.
I have hardcore gotten into Liquid IV. This is an electrolyte mix that hydrates you so much more than just drinking regular water. And it's so healthy. They don't have any, it's vegan. It's free of gluten, dairy, or soy. It's non-GMO. There's no sugary stuff in it. So it's not like the sugary sports drinks that you drink to stay hydrated. It's just the healthiest electrolyte mix you can have with your water to hydrate you even more. And I've used this for hangovers. I've used this for making cocktails. Legitimately, me and Beau will make cocktails with Liquid IV because we feel like we're hydrating ourselves so that we don't get hungover. But when you work out, it's fantastic. When you're jet lagged, you're going on a plane and you need to stay hydrated, it's fantastic. And it's healthy for children. So if your kids are like going to sports games or doing their after school activities, it's wonderful to keep around. And these packets, they're so small and they like literally fit in a tiny little clutch. A little clutch bag. So if you have a regular purse, you can store like 20 of them. It's amazing. My favorite flavor is the passion fruit. And that's the one that I feel like also makes cocktails taste a million times better. And right now, Liquid IV is giving my listeners 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use my code STASI at checkout. So that's 20% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. So go to liquidiv.com, L-I-Q-U-I-D-I-V.com. Use my promo code STASI and get 20% off today. Speaking of which, so we can get into our beautiful, beautiful segue. Speaking of alcohol, so our wine came out today. And, you know, I got so many comments being like, if Katie doesn't come out with her own tequila, it's a waste of a show.
Same, Katie.
You know what? Maybe there is something in the works for that. There actually is. So just wait.
So boom.
You heard just it here wait. First.
And it's better than it's better than what you think it would be.
I thought you were going to say it's better than the wine.
And
wine.
I was like, be pissed.
Rude. No. Completely, total, very, very different.
Not totally, even totally like, different.
For different occasions, for different moods.
You need your own tequila.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be like my own tequila, but there's going to be some tequila Katie.
Yeah.
That you can drink. Everyone needs a little tequila Katie with them at all times. So that's all I'll say.
All right. So to the people that have tweeted and commented to me, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, when I do this podcast, I feel like I'm talking to aliens. I'm like, do people actually listen to this shit? Do people
Hello,
actually
is
listen?
Is there anyone out there?
Like, I feel so narcissistic to just like be talking into this microphone and not seeing an audience and just being like, you guys, hey, Khaleesi's, welcome to Straight Up with Stassi. I hope someone's listening right now.
I have so many practice conversations alone anyway, so it doesn't seem weird to me.
Really?
At least you speak into a microphone and you put this out into the interwebs for people to listen to. I just
do it. Because
you
just talk to yourself?
With no microphone.
Do you really? Like when yeah. you're alone?
Mm-hmm. When I drive, in the shower, I practice. That's how I work out all my
Wait,
thoughts
are you
out
joking?
Loud. Yes. Wait, do people do this all the time? I'm not the only one. You never do this.
I never talk to myself. No. Katie?
You do.
I do, especially in my car.
Yeah. What do you say?
Especially when I'm filming or like any sort of like
speeches.
I like to like work out my voice and make sure like am I going to talk like this? Or like this?
Like, mine is more like, it's like a diary or journal. It's how people diary or journal, but I do it out loud by myself.
I only do that in my car. That's literally the only place. I don't do it at home.
At home.
Because my dogs always feel like I'm talking to them and it like weirds me out.
Y'all, I feel like this is something that people who watch Vanderpump Rules need to know. They want to know this. I've never talked to myself. Ever.
You should try it.
But I don't know. I need you to tell me. Okay, so say we were going to film a scene tonight. Okay. Let's say we were going to film a scene. I'm trying to think of something. Should I do something dramatic or not dramatic?
Dramatic.
Do dramatic. Go for it.
So should we go with Billy Lee or James Kennedy?
Neither. Something.
That's
else.
What I mean. Who's gonna be dramatic? Better. Let's see. Like you just found out that like.
Let's say Jax. Like we're mad at Jax or something.
I'm confused where you're going.
Well, I just want to know where what you would. Scenario. Yeah. What would be like something you talk to yourself about and worked through in your brain as you talk to yourself?
Literally everything. Like how am I prepare when I call the people that own my building to yell at them about something.
Oh, okay.
It's literally anything. It's something small.
So do you look at yourself in the mirror?
No, I don't do it into the mirror.
Yeah. So definitely not. That's fucking weird.
Can one of you act out talking to yourself right now? I'm realizing that I'm just so silent when I'm alone. I'm so silent.
I recently I was gonna go see someone and I was gonna tell them something new in my life. And so I was thinking about all the questions that they might ask. And I don't know for what a reason. I was just like preparing the answers, but I was working them out like out loud or trying to like come up with like a condensed version that would answer all their questions prior to.
That is why Katie is so fucking articulate, because I don't go that far with it. I feel like I write more stuff down than I think out loud, but or like speak out loud, but I also record myself thinking out loud on my voice memos on my phone.
Oh my God, I could never. If I went back and
That's my worst nightmare. So I can't listen to this.
I delete them eventually.
It's a lot about just getting things out of my head, you know, because I'll be stuck in a feedback loop for like 3 hours. And if I start like thinking out loud, like saying it, then it won't happen. So it's kind of like a mental health thing for me, just so I don't go crazy.
So
that is like the best way to put it.
There you have it.
So teach me. So what do I
know? Okay, you know when something's on your mind, you're stuck in a feedback loop and you can't stop thinking about it.
Yes.
And weird case scenarios.
Yeah, like today. I'll tell you, for example, today I ordered this bag on Tradesy, a used Saint Laurent bag, and I really wanted it. And I thought it was going to be this perfect shade of camel, and it wasn't. It's like kind of grayish. Okay. But I opened it up and I was like, kind of deflated, and I was like, Bo, what color is this? He's like, I love it. It's like gray, blah, blah. I was like, exactly. It looks fucking grayish. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go put it aside. Like it's too hard to return something that's used. So I'm like, fuck, I'm probably stuck with it. And then I couldn't have a conversation for the next hour and a half because it's all I thought about. And then I kept just wanting to like say something, but I couldn't I started sweating.
You should have been in your shoe room, in your bag room by yourself and just been like, talking it through, like, why don't you like the gray bag? Why do you wish it were more camel? Is there something you can wear
you
it
keep
with?
Saying your case out loud.
Yeah.
Your argument out loud.
Yeah. Why I don't like it. It's just, it's not what I expected.
Think about it anymore.
It's like word vomit.
Like for me, it's basically just like, it's a lot of repetitive things over and over, but like I'm feeling them so strong. So I just say them out loud and then eventually like, I feel at peace and it's not haunting me anymore.
And you don't bother your friends with it, even though that's what friends are for. But when it's something that you're like,
could you imagine if I texted you guys all day long with the shade
right,
of my purse?
Right, because it's like you could text us about it one time and we would like have a conversation.
But if
it's
it
not
was still
super weird, but it wasn't going to leave your brain probably, right?
No.
And so if you would have literally called or texted us all day long and never stopped talking about it, I would have been like, dude, it's a fucking bag. But in your brain, it's just something that is like on your nerves. It's annoying you.
Yeah.
So if
it was annoying that I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah. You just word vomited it out so many times that you're just like, release the demons, like weight off my chest.
Right.
You know?
All right. So team starting to talk to yourself.
It's really therapeutic.
I just want to look over at one of you bitches when like I just happen to pull up next to you when you're driving and see you guys full on fighting with yourselves. Housewife style.
No, I don't. It's not arguing with myself. It's literally just saying out loud everything I'm thinking.
Can I ask a question? You just made me think of something. Do both of you have tinted windows?
No. Who said that?
It was on the Vanderpump Pump thing.
I don't.
And it said like they like tinted windows so people can't see them.
Let
whatever.
Me explain real fast.
And I okay.
So
go ahead.
So for Vanderpump Rules, they started doing this thing where they're airing it they're airing the episode right after it premieres, but then they also have like little pop up, like
it's like a behind the scenes like
pop-up video back
like
in the day.
Interesting facts.
Yeah. And so there's interesting facts from like all of the cast members, but also the producers will like say things. So like you just like learn things that like you didn't know like while we're filming the show and what we're like or whatever. And one of them this past week said there was a pop-up that said all of the cast has tinted windows.
Because it was the episode when everyone was driving to Sheena's and like griping about how long it was taking. And they were talking about how when they film in cars that there's usually like three cameras in the car, and then they put the audio bag in the back, and then they follow in a van. So they were explaining how filming in a car works. And then they said that.
Yeah. They said you're not going to see many of that. You're not going to see them driving around West Hollywood because they all have tinted windows.
Well, Kristen has a convertible.
Yeah. And that bitch I see literally hanging out, literally with her phone in one hand, her sunglasses in another hand, literally talking like she literally is doing 400 million things at once in her convertible. Those are the funniest times when I'm driving West Hollywood and I see Kristen just flailing out of her car.
So now I want tinted windows. Even if my top is down or up, I can put my windows up. Because I talk to myself in my car, and I sing really
loud. Dude, I couldn't
have
a convertible at this point
anymore.
I have
like the factory standard tint on my windows. Like I
don't have tinted windows at all.
However it comes, like it's like the back windows are like more tinted than like the driver.
Who has tinted windows besides Sheena?
Brittany.
Tom Sandoval
probably.
Brittany Jacks.
Okay.
Everyone but I think but I you. Want them now so people don't see me talking to myself in my
Interesting.
Car.
Well, time for tinted windows. I mean, I already just like hate when people like stare and I want to be like alone. So like tinted windows sound like a dream. Yeah, it'd be like the perfect birthday present for me.
Yeah, you can like pick your nose. No one knows.
Yes.
Note to self, Katie. Note to self.
Yes.
She wants
tinted
windows.
We tinted your windows.
You talk to yourself. But the thing is now if you're talking to yourself, people think you're talking to someone through Bluetooth or singing. So I don't feel that crazy.
That's true.
That is super fair, but I also don't like people seeing me sing because it's very because
you get a double chin. That's how I feel when
too.
I sing.
It's just very outlandish. Like I'm
very
not
outlandish
like
outlandish to sing.
Depends on what you're singing.
Exactly. Operatic things.
If you're singing musical theater,
yeah.
That shit's
it's pretty. And I can't not lift my hands. Yeah, I can't not lift my hands or make the faces, widen my eyes.
Pretend you're like in the actual show and like feeling the same feelings.
Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't watch
like remember in high school when we were in that musical?
Not live. I mean, I've seen Rent a million times, but
Rent live. Oh, shout out to Vanessa Hudgens because honey brought it.
I am like not that into Rent.
I know.
It's so weird that you're not.
Because you know what I think it is? You know what I think it is? I wrote about this in my book too, because I have a musical theater section. And I think that Rent is because I was actually a theater nerd while Rent the movie came out. And all of these fucking popular bitches in my school who didn't like musical theater and made fun of us all of a sudden loved musical theater because Rent came out. Oh. And I'm like, fuck Rent for turning all these people. They're now walkers. They're literally now walkers from The Walking Dead because this Rent movie came out. So fuck it. I'm anti-Rent.
When I was in high school, like, no, only us, like, theater people knew Rent. So, but I was in, like, a business something class where we had to do business type things and one of them was doing a PowerPoint presentation, but it could be on whatever you wanted. So I did it on Jonathan Larson, who wrote Rent, and everyone was like, what?
Who is this bitch?
I should have sang it for them, but you know, I would have had to charge them.
I'm really impressed that that's who you choose. I thought you were going to say you did your PowerPoint presentation on Rent.
No, on
but no, you
the
just went
writer.
You went way deeper.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Well, it's sad. It's sad how he died right before it debuted, and you know, that's
I don't even
but
think
his
I
life
knew that.
Was, like he's an inspiration, you know.
All right,
cool well, story.
Yeah. So, our wine came out today, which is
we've been drinking it.
So yeah,
yeah. I've had about three glasses.
I've been saying I'm not going to day drink. Fucking motherfuck.
I had my first sip of it at 7:45 a.m.
Good for you.
Because Kristen? I did a fun little like Yahoo finance show that for the three of us.
Yeah.
At 7 a.m. And they're like, we're cheersing. They're in New York. So they're like, well, it's 10 a.m. And I'm like, well, it's 7:45 here, 7
Ew.
O'clock here.
You had to get up and do hair and makeup at like
6:30. Yeah.
Ooh. You did that in 30 minutes?
Yeah, well, it was a Skype thing, but the fact that I actually sipped wine, I truly, bless you, Katie, and I have truly never drank that early unless it was like I was still awake from the night before, like in Vegas. Like I didn't even know what time it was because
you're on an early flight.
That's a very good point.
Very good point. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But so that was like my first sip, but it made me also feel very proud because I'm like, you know what? It's fucking launch day. I haven't even had coffee yet, but I will absolutely have today, a sip of our fucking wine on our launch day.
It does feel like our birthdays.
I'm so proud of us.
It's really good. Hold on. It's really good. It's so easy.
With that. Just go. Continue.
It's good. It's really good. Even if you don't typically like white wine, it's like a really good intro.
No.
White wine. Come on.
No, it's true because Bo doesn't really.
Hey, that was just so fucking funny cute. The way, yeah, spit my drink really up on my sweatshirt. It was so cute.
It is. When we went into this, so I'll just give some backstory. If like people haven't like seen our, probably haven't seen most people have not seen our Instagram.
For everyone
live
that pretends that they don't follow us.
So we'll give some backstory. So we've always wanted to do something together and we always wanted, you know, we thought about like wine before just because it just makes so much sense. Like the whole, like we literally would choose back in the day when we couldn't afford anything, we would drink wine over eating. So but like,
yeah, like what, like write about what you know.
Exactly.
Do what you know.
Do what you know. So we know wine. It's the main thing that we have in common.
You like turned 21 when you were at Sir, or when I met you, basically.
Yeah, just
and
turned
we
21.
Were drinking Pinot Grigio.
Yeah,
that was our wine.
Yeah, we had a Sauve Blanc.
We had a Sauve Blanc moment.
We moved toward that.
We totally
for a bit,
did.
But
it's
started
a little
with
acidic.
The Pinot Grigio.
The Sauve Blanc sometimes hurts my stomach.
Well, yeah, as I got older, heartburn.
Yeah,
it was like a real thing, and so I could think about Sauvignon Blanc, and like I had to beat my chest.
Yeah, I totally get that. So we always wanted to work together, and when we started doing Vanderpump Rules, we were obviously like, and I say this all the time. Everyone says this. We're like, if you just go and do reality TV for the sake of doing reality TV, like something. Things wrong with you because it's way harder.
Yeah,
than
we didn't do this shit for our health.
Yeah,
like, okay, because I easily have aged way more than I have.
Yeah,
seven
it's like
years.
Like the presidents. We're like the presidents. Like when they show like photos when they got before grazed. Right when they started to when their like term is up. Or terms.
Except we get Botox, so we're actually hotter. Yeah,
but no, the stress that goes into filming a reality show, much less eight now going on, if we get picked up 8 years for a reality show, is a fucking long time, and that wears on you. Like, you're constantly talking about your feelings. You're constantly having to address things that you don't want to address. You're stressed all the time because sometimes you want to just, like, sweep things under the rug. Sometimes it's easier to just sweep things under the rug.
So now you know why Katie and I like to talk our feelings out when we're alone.
I do it. I guess I do it via my podcast.
Exactly.
It's like I feel so riled up right now. But we said we wanted to do something together. And then we were approached by Knocking Point, and it's this membership wine club. And they said, you know, we love the idea of the Witches of WeHo doing a wine together. And we were like, we've always thought this too. Stars aligning. And we vibed with this company so well and started the whole process of making our own wine and creating Potion Number One. And it's honestly, it's the only thing that us three have ever like 100% agreed on, like every aspect of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think it's just perfect because this is the one thing that we are all super passionate about together.
Yeah.
That we love. And I think we knew exactly, like branding wise, the label when we created the label, which you can explain. But like when we did that, I think it's like we shared a brain.
We 100% shared a brain.
There was
the only
not
time
a
we're ever going to say that we shared a brain. But right, guys?
Right.
Right.
Say
right.
Yes. You're right.
Right.
So you agree with me.
Right.
They agree with me.
Shares of brainsies. So for real, we left our first meeting and we were like, we're in. This is the company that we'd want to do business with. Like, we vibe with them. They understand us. We understand them. We went straight to the Belmont, our local hang.
And sorry to interrupt you, if I can say, like, shout out to Knocking Point, because in this first meeting that we had, they literally went, what kind of wine do you want to make, the three of you? What do you want the label to look like? This is your baby. Like, there was no,
There was no like, we have them, some like, stuff for you guys.
Yeah, it was just like, we'll give you, you pick the kind of wine, then we'll do a wine tasting with the different wines we have of that kind. And we were just like, we want this shit to launch ASAP. And we know we want a Pinot Grigio. And it happened very quickly. So I'm very, very proud to partner with them because they gave us the guidance and they gave us like a complete,
well, they just gave like, us so
open
much
floor for creativity. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean it when I say like, besides us, like, and we all agreed on exactly the wine that we wanted because we were like, we want it to taste like water. We want it to be able to go down so easily. I don't need anyone like pursing their lips when they take a taste of it. It's not like, oh, this pairs well just with like this fucking fish. No, this is some shit you can have wherever you are without eating, with eating, with your friends, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend.
Alone.
Yeah. I don't
crying
in your car once you've already parked it.
Yeah. Don't crying. Don't.
You like know. Whatever. And so we all agreed on this exact Pinot Grigio. And then we went to Belmont and we sat there for hours getting wasted, designing our label down to a T. Like,
yes.
No, we literally brought to life everything that we wanted together. Like the graphic designers didn't have to do anything. We had everything figured out. And that's why I feel like so.
Well, I mean, they had to like do that. Well, they had to design.
But we like, but no, but we like drew it out for them.
Yeah, we basically sent them like
everything.
Yeah. So once they send it back, we're like, boom, boom, right there.
Like you literally just like read our mutual brain.
Yes. But it's for everyone. And you know what? I think for everyone that watches Vanderpump Rules, make sure you have it on ice every Monday.
Yeah. It's better better colder.
The best thing, it pairs with every kind of food great, but it pairs with Vanderpump Rules best.
It pairs with everything that ends
so
in Y.
With herself.
Mondays, Tuesdays. Like you might be hungover from Vanderpump Rules Mondays. You need it on Tuesday.
It's a
hair
great
of the dog.
Breakfast wine. It's
oh cool. My God! I just realized that every weekday, every day ends in a Y.
Duh! Really, you haven't heard that before? Oh my God!
You just realized
Saucy,
that.
This is such
I've
an
never heard that.
Day
I've never heard
you.
That joke. I've never thought about it.
Saucy's going to learn how to self-soothe and that every day ends in Y.
I've literally never thought about it before. I've never been like, that's interesting.
Saucy's like,
there's
Monday
a Y in every
day. Was
I just,
day,
as Kristen Tuesday. Was talking, I was going through the days in my head before I said it to make sure I didn't say like.
They all end in day. Your eyes are so wide right now. No. Your hand is over your mouth. No.
Yeah. I've never thought about it. I mean, asked me the question and you said, if it was like,
you've never thought, you've
I've never
really
sat and thought about it.
That no. every
thing ends in day. No, I've never, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed and
every
I feel like I'm turning.
Day
ends in
ends
day.
In Y.
Well, now day. Sun.
So the
day.
Word day,
day
is at the end of every day.
Day when,
right.
So do you understand?
I've just never thought about
circle,
it.
Let's circle back. So every day, D-A-Y ends in Y. And every day of our week in the English language ends in day. So
I've just never thought about it. I obviously know the days of the week. Okay. I know what they're called. And if someone were to say, what does every like weekday end with? I would think about it and be like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. Day. I would then say day. But I'd have to go through it in my head. It's not like a joke I've heard or like I've just never really sat there and thought about it. And now I hate that I have to defend myself.
First of all,
right now.
We definitely didn't come up with that joke. Like, yeah, only days that end in Y. That's been like, that's
I've
something
never,
that's been around for.
Katie, we should have told her that we made it up.
I know. I would have
missed opportunity.
You.
I know. But it's okay. All right. But yes, it makes a great breakfast wine, a lunch wine, and a dinner wine. On every day that ends in Y.
Okay. Can
just
we like
every
can we like
day.
Move away from the day and Y conversation because I'm embarrassed right now.
Yes.
I'm
crying and I want to
okay.
get
whatever
get
whatever. We have our own wine and this is really cool. So imagine 8 years ago us being like maybe we should do the show Vanderpump Rules and now we have a wine.
We couldn't even afford a glass of wine.
No, I know.
Have our
I
own
have to
wine
go
wine.
Get my tips
was,
in order
no,
walk
it,
to get my tips.
It came down to like okay, I literally have $20. Mm-hmm. Do I want food, gas, or wine?
Wine always.
Wine. I'm like, you know what? I could
walk
to work. I could
food.
Walk wherever I need.
Who needs it?
Bread at Sir.
I could use.
You're right.
I could eat the bread at Sir.
Yeah.
Like
This is true.
Maybe Joe will just throw
be nice and goat cheese ball. Maybe Chef Joe will give us a goat cheese ball.
Maybe Guillermo's going to whip up some fries.
That was a big thing. Chipotle mayonnaise. Yeah. Oh, I remember. Those were the days when we were like, do you think Guillermo's going to give us fries and chipotle mayonnaise at the end of the night?
I only worked because I was hungry, not to make money to buy food with, but because I worked at a restaurant. And I was like, I know if I go into work right now, I can eat for the day.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
so because my money goes to booze.
That's why I picked up lunch shifts.
Yep.
Yeah.
You didn't make money off of that shit.
No,
not at all. But you got to eat.
Yeah.
And our dinners were only like, whatever, like $5, like sir employee meals. We were like $5. I'm like, I have to work today.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll pay with it out of the tips I make that night.
Exactly. Yeah. I would hope that I would get tipped over so that we could cover my. Oh, the best one when we get parking tickets.
Oh, that was the worst. And it was then we mean.
Paid to work.
We paid to work. Those lunch shifts, we paid to work.
Parking tickets, because if you missed your meter, because there was meters in the back parking lot of Star Wars we'd park, and if you missed it, they were like clocking those things. Like,
oh yeah, religiously. It was so mean.
And yeah, so there's a $70 parking ticket. We definitely didn't make $7 on lunch.
There were some days that I would make $15 at lunch.
Yeah.
Legitimately.
That's why I used to take like two or three shifts a night and then trade the days that I wasn't
Kristen
working.
Kristen was always the craziest shift.
I'm like,
trader,
if I can work four lunch
and organizer.
Shifts and seven night shifts, I will be good for the month and be able to make my rent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
that was about it.
Like, Kristen was like the underground, like, person at Star, like, hey, you want to work Saturday night? Go see Kristen. Go see Kristen. She's got four shifts right now.
Yeah,
she's giving them out.
You would take other people's. You would take multiple people's shifts, knowing that you would or hoping that you'd be able to give one away, but for a better time,
barter and trade.
You're like one of those kids with like baseball cards or something.
But it was shifts at Star.
Yeah. Oh my God. Those are the
always
days.
A hustler. Hustling.
Yeah.
And now we have our own wine line.
Potion number one. So please go to knockingpoint.com and buy our potion number one. Listen, it's a better deal if you join their wine club. Like a way better deal. And you have access to so many other wines that are like really cool wines to
have. It's $49 a month. So you're going to get two wines per month. The first month you're going to get the potion number one plus one of their other reds. But you can still buy more potion number one.
Yeah.
So it just makes more sense.
Totally. But if you don't want to join the wine club, you don't have to.
Because then for their members, they also give them deals on shipping and all of that too.
Yeah.
Free shipping and like 10%
off. Shipping is
expensive.
10% off if you're a member. So you know what? Yeah. If you're a wine drinker, join the club.
Yeah,
but you
can still just go to knockingpoint.com and buy as many bottles of our wine as you want. And it's potion number one, hoping that this does so well that we will then eventually have potion number two, like a red, potion number three, a rosé, potion number
sparkling. So many options.
We're going to have so many potions. Mm-hmm. You won't know what to do with them.
You'll just have to start casting spells with them.
You're going to have like an entire like bar cart just full of Witches of WeHo wine. Mm-hmm. Just for looks.
Yeah.
It's a really good looking bottle.
It's a chic ass witchy bottle. Yeah. So thanks, ladies. I love you. Way to go in business together. I feel like we're the Kardashians right now. We're like Khloe, Kourtney, and Kim 2.0.
I know. I have to
working
come up with,
together.
Like, I have to come up with nicknames.
Chroma.
Like,
remember
Keats,
that?
Coco. I'm
Chroma
like,
Beauty.
Stoss.
Oh, see, you know?
Except Chroma failed. So we're not Chroma.
We're the Witches of WeHo.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later. Bye, Z's.
Bye.